Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and MTE's charitable foundation is called Sharing Change. Maybe you've heard about it. If not, it's funded by members like you who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. So if it ended in, you know, like 50 cents, well, you could round up to the nearest dollar and donate 50 cents. That's kind of how it works. And throughout the membership, they help hundreds of nonprofits. SharingChange.org if you'd like to find out how to be involved in MTE's Sharing Change. Speaking of great nonprofits, we have in studio the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee American Red Cross. John Mitchell is joining us here in the studio this morning. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Good to see you and all the smiley faces of people here at WGNS this morning.
Well, it's Friday, so it's a reason to smile.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I said the Heart of Tennessee, and I said even a bigger Heart of Tennessee now.
Yeah, yeah, we're expanding. Now, we operate as a regional strength. We're the Tennessee Region Red Cross, so all the resources we have in the state can be applied in a minute, you know, at a moment's notice for response on any side of the state. But for our organizational standpoint, we do operate out of a chapter presence. So we're the Heart of Tennessee chapter that was covering 10 counties, which was, you know, of course, Rutherford being our base here with our office, down to the Alabama line. But now we go up to the other line, state line to state line, and we've got 16 other counties that our volunteers will be focusing on servicing on a regular basis. And that gave us an opportunity to hire a new staff member. And so I'd like to introduce Kevin Powers. Kevin is our new community disaster program specialist. He supports John and the other volunteers in making sure we're recruiting volunteers, training volunteers, having them ready to respond for local fire responses or maybe take on a deployment when something happens down in Florida, or, you know, part of, you know, it could even be a wildfire out in the West. Mm-hmm. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce Kevin Powers and give him an opportunity to talk about, you know, how long he's been here, what he's done in the past, and he's going to be a great addition to our team.
Well, that's awesome. Kevin, welcome in. How are you?
I'm good. Well, good morning to everybody. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, most certainly. Good to have you. Now, let me clarify one thing, John, with you. You said 10 counties. Is it now 16? You didn't add 16 to the 10,
no,
did you?
No, thank you. Yeah, we didn't go to 26. So okay. We went from 10 to 16 counties.
That's a big enough apple to,
yeah,
to bite.
Yeah, a bigger heart to, you know.
Absolutely. So, Kevin, as the community disaster program specialist, you're kind of based in the Upper Cumberland area, right?
I am, kind of strategically, to with those additional six counties that our chapter absorbed. And, for example, just the wide area we cover, we had responders go help out a couple who had a house fire down in Fayetteville a couple days ago. And then yesterday we were with a couple of our volunteers all the way up in Pickett County inspecting a shelter. So we're trying to cover from state line to state line.
Wow.
And we outstanding volunteers that have been very helpful through the whole thing. So
that certainly is a territory. I mean, from Fayetteville to Pickett County, I mean, that's a pretty good haul.
It has been, you know, it's, you know, a couple hours or more, depends where you are. But that's why, you know, having a volunteer strategically throughout the all these counties is really beneficial. You know, and even though it's down in Fayetteville, I think our responders were there within 45 minutes when we got the call from the fire chief. And same up here, you know, we can get up to Pickett County with our responders in the Upper Cumberland area where we have them within the hour normally. So thanks to our volunteers, which we could always use more. As you can see, our area that we cover is very widespread. And when I started 2 months ago, so I'm very new, there's a series of hurricanes and storms that came through, and we had responders deployed to those. And while we had responders deployed throughout our country, mostly through in the southeast, I can't believe how great our volunteers are, because they also took care of, you know, the needs of our clients here in the counties we serve constantly, and we never missed a beat. So it's been great. I came through as a first responder 30 years in a busy area in Metro Detroit, and, you know, being a first responder on the other end, you know, you're just busy dealing with the incident and did not spend much time with the residents, just because, yeah, I get ready for that next call. And seeing the impact that we can make, it's been very rewarding just in the short time I've been here.
From Detroit to Cookeville, that's quite a trek.
Yeah, so my kids came down to Tennessee Tech to go to school and never came home. They liked it so much, so they convinced us to come down too.
And I'm sure being close to kids is great, but it's a great place to live here in Middle Tennessee, and you get just a little bit of everything. You're fairly close, a day's trip to just about anywhere you want to go across the eastern half of the country as well. So and working for the Red Cross, talk to me a little bit about that, since you're fairly new into the Red Cross. I mean, I'm sure you heard and knew about some of the things that the Red Cross did, but it's probably been pretty eye-opening just to see how many things that the Red Cross does to help people here in the Middle Tennessee area.
You're right. I had some contact with the Red Cross prior, being a firefighter paramedic for 30 years. But I mostly thought, hey, you know, they helped with canteening services for long incidents and or blood drives. But, you know, it's just funny, like last week we were on a fire response of a couple, and they're like, hey, we thought the Red Cross only did blood donations, which we do, and that's a huge part of what we do and a great need throughout the country. But we do a lot more than that. For example, helping residents in times of disasters, from a fire, which is devastating in itself, to even bigger storms, tornadoes, floods, and we help out whole communities. And, you know, our response over in East Tennessee has been great. And not only East Tennessee, but we've also sent the volunteers to South Carolina and Florida. In fact, Jonathan Taylor now is down in Florida helping them out, and he'll be down there for at least another week. So we not only help our hometown folks, but throughout the whole area.
We've got joining us today the executive director of the Heart of Tennessee American Red Cross, John Mitchell, and the new community disaster program specialist, Kevin Powers, here to talk about things going on with the Red Cross. And John, you saw firsthand the devastation from Helene, and not only was it a wind event in Florida, but as it came inland, it created a wind and rain event in the Georgia area. And once it got to the Appalachians, it was just flooding like maybe we have never seen.
Yeah, it was devastating. And, you know, I did have an opportunity to go over there maybe a week or a few days after it had happened, and serve with 1,300 volunteers were strategically placed there to respond, whether it be shelters, feeding, emergency supplies to clean up, spiritual care, mental health, and you know, we definitely needed a Hispanic coalition to address a couple of those counties that really, really went through, still going through, and will for a long time, some really tough scenarios of what's their next steps.
And, I mean, the flooding caused unthinkable devastation. I mean, we're talking about structures of just everything wiped clean.
Yeah,
wiped away.
And it was in a very large area. I mean, you can look the, you know, side of the map there to the east, and there was seven particular counties, and, you know, one of them, you know, was Unicoi County. And you know, while we were there, just about any county that we were going to, you would see near the command center, either or by our shelter or command center, Black Hawk helicopters going back and forth, because people were still trapped on the other side where the bridges and stuff were, you know, taken out. there was one lady that I helped a news station out of the Tri-Cities area do an interview. She was in our shelter. She was 79. Her husband was 81. He was on oxygen, and told her story of, you know, walking out in what would have been chest deep water into a safety boat or a rescue boat. And then the rescue boat didn't start. And they had to pull along with the tree's limbs that was, you know, the water was so high, got to a point and somebody threw them a rope and pulled them in.
Wow.
But there were some people that within a matter of 15 or 20 minutes, they went from, you know, what are we dealing with, to we need to save our life. And it was very humbling to work with them. To me, another thing I would like to point out is, you know, I mentioned that our resources are strong in the state, but in a case like this, it's a national response. Mm-hmm. We had people from Oregon. I'm just thinking some of the people I worked with on a regular basis, you know, from Maryland, California. These people came in and said, hey, I'm going to give 2 weeks, maybe three, to just focus on helping these people, you know, recover and move forward. And it's pretty humbling to see that.
Yeah. I mean, and it takes that type of response. And there are still efforts going on to get things cleaned up, to even begin to start the rebuild. I mean, this is going to take years, decades maybe even.
Yeah, it is. It's the attention does not need to shift away from their needs, because it's going to be ongoing. And you know, the good thing about, we do have a local chapter presence there in Kingsport. That's where we were operating off of. So as the operation that we do scales up and then scales down, you know, we still have a presence there and will have a presence and continue to work with all of our partners, you know, because these people are going to need some help. I'll give you an example. The lady that I was talking about, she said, you know, I lost everything. Me and my husband put every nail in our home, and they told us at the time we didn't have flood insurance. She was the most optimistic person I've ever seen. And you know, she felt blessed to be alive. So while she was staying in the church, at the Methodist church there, she was developing relationships with that church. And they said, we're going to rally around you. We're going to find a team. We're going to rebuild your home, you know. So it takes a community and, you know, but there's a lot of people that's going to need a lot of help.
Well, and that's a good example of not only the Red Cross being there, but just everybody who comes in to help. And, you know, if the shelter wasn't there, maybe that church didn't know that there was an opportunity to help. I mean, all of that just kind of comes full circle.
It does. It does. And that's all you can do is do what you can do on the front end. You know, we concentrate on immediately with our what we call mass care, which is sheltering and feeding, and which always includes, you know, that mental and spiritual care, because sometimes people just need to know they're not going through this alone. And some of our volunteers that are trained to work in the shelter, they just get to know them personally and try to help them move to the next step.
Kevin, in about 90 seconds, I would like to make sure that we let folks understand that as we go into the fall and winter months, that is a time when a couple of things happen. Home fires due to heating sources, and it's also a secondary severe weather season for Tennessee. So there are still opportunities for folks to get in and help. And you've mentioned volunteers a couple of times. One more volunteer pitch here from you.
Well, there is so much that we can do to help folks, and the more volunteers we have, the more outreach we have, not only times of disaster, but we also do programs like Be Red Cross Ready and Hands Free, or Hands Only CPR, I should say, as well as, you know, smoke alarm installs. So, and coming up on, as you said, unfortunately, this is the time of year where we get some more storms and some severe weather, as well as the fires. So we want to be able to be ready to respond to all of our needs that when requested. So it just takes our volunteers to help us out, and it's actually a great experience. In the short time I've been there, just listening to the stories, whether they've been deployed locally or nationally, and the camaraderie has been just great. Really good group of people. So if you want to come join a good group of people and helping people out, actually makes it feel really good. And again, along with your community members, this is a great place to be.
Our topic today, the Heart of Tennessee, American Red Cross. John Mitchell, Kevin Powers joining us here on Rutherford Issues.